I didn't wreck it.
Okay. Here we go. We are now joined in the media center after today's United Rentals 200 with our, or I should say two drivers heading to Phoenix for the Championship Four. It is confirmed now. So we are official, and we'll start with Matt Crafton and John Hunter Nemechek. If you have questions for Matt or John Hunter, please raise your hand, state your name and affiliation, and we'll also check in with the press box as well. So to kick us off, we're going to start with Kelly Crandall. It's okay if you don't. It's okay.
Go ahead. Just, do you want me to use it? Sure. Do we need it on the record?
Yeah. Kelly Crandall, racer.com for John Hunter and Matt. You both were talking about it, the lack of respect out there. How much is it a series problem, and how much is it the side effect of coming to Martinsville as the cutoff race?
I think it goes back to us running 133 laps under caution of the 200 today. So, everyone is going to do what they want to do to try and make it to the next round, right? Matt would wreck me for a win, and I would probably wreck Matt for a win. It's just what it is. But at the same time, there's no respect there from guys that are out of the playoffs and guys that are in the playoffs, in my opinion, right? We're all fighting for a title shot. It's once in a lifetime opportunity. It's so hard to get here, and there is a lack of respect in this series. I feel like you go to the Xfinity series or the Cup series, and it's a totally different respect that people have for each other. I've been the young guy coming in, and Matt has grabbed me around the neck and explained to me some different things when I first came in here, and we've had our run-ins and whatnot, and you learn from that, and you learn to respect those guys when you're racing them. But it goes back to just lack of respect. And I mean, there's guys out here trying to prove their name. I get it. They're young. They want to succeed, but wrecking somebody all the time or in the middle of the race for no reason isn't going to get you very far. It's going to create more enemies than it is anybody else.
Yeah, he said it best. I moved the 98 right there. He got in the 2. 2 was upset at me because eventually they ended up wrecking a couple laps later. But like I said to Sheldon, I wasn't going to wreck him, but I'm going to, put a bumper on somebody. That's racing. I mean, that's Martinsville racing. Just don't drive through them and wreck them. Then today I moved 98. He did get in the 2, moved him up. We were just fine. And then my worthless teammate just drove through me off of turn 4. And I guess it was the last race for Thor Sport. So he's going to go show him what kind of cool guy he was. At the end of the day, like I said, we moved on. And I hated to see what happened to Sheldon because, like I said, me and him are friends. So, I mean, he's cooled down after that, and he knows I didn't mean to do it on purpose, but I did mean to move the 98, and when I got in the back of him, so it was go time, but I wouldn't get to just drive through people and wreck him. There's a big difference in that.
John Hunter, you tweeted during the race after you got knocked out that you were stressed. What was it like sitting in the hall or watching everything unfold and seeing the points fluctuate?
Oh, I wasn't sitting. I was pacing. There was no sitting down there. It was a roller coaster of emotions, right? You're pissed off because you got hooked in the right rear for no apparent reason, and then your day is done. You feel helpless, right? Like you can't do anything to better your position or anything to make up points. So you're at the mercy of what other guys are doing. I was the 38th biggest cheerleader there at the end, trying to at least hope that he won and the cards fell right for us to advance. That was best case scenario. But they fell right and we advanced by 4, which is a little bit too close for comfort, but I'm just glad that we advanced. I mean, my motto coming into this was survive and advance, and we didn't survive, but we advanced, so that's good.
Jim Utter, motorsport.com. For both of you, so given all this, do you expect anything different next week?
At the end of the day, I mean, I'm not just going to drive through somebody to win a championship. I don't want to be able to do it that way. Are you going to lay a fender on them? Are you going to put a bumper to them? Yeah, absolutely. But if you want to be a punk to go wreck somebody to win a championship, I mean, that isn't me. But at the end of the day, if I do get wrecked for a championship, there is a gate that we can go outside and we'll settle it there.
Yeah, I mean, it goes back to the respect thing, right? Matt and I and everybody else is going to race each other as hard as we possibly can, right? But you don't want to be the guy that is known for wrecking somebody for a championship, right? It's not that way, and we're the two up here that are preaching respect, so that's what we hope we get from the other guys that are racing in the race to try and win a race, and then the four guys that are running for the championship as well.
And for John Hunter, if it hadn't worked out where you were still in the championship four, how would you have felt about the season, considering everything that you had accomplished so far this year?
I guess kind of like a failure, right? It wasn't good enough. We weren't good enough. But if it would have been that way and we wouldn't have been good enough, that would have been one thing. But getting wrecked and taken out, that's a whole different ball game there. So that would have felt like a failure to me. Yeah, we're set on kill. Let's go.
Thank you very much.
I mean, obviously, the lack of respect thing's not new today, right? Like, it's been this seemed to be growing trend. So is there any way to reverse it at this point? Like, is this just how this generation is going to be, and it's just going to keep going this way? Can anything be done to restore sort of that respect in racing?
Yeah, whip somebody's ass. I mean, after they wreck you at the end of the day, I mean, don't just talk about it. Do something about it. That's my motto. I mean, these guys work too hard. Sponsors pay too much money to just get wrecked and show no class like that. So just bust somebody in the mouth, and it'll fix it, I think.
I think that, or have NASCAR get involved, right? There's nothing that NASCAR has done. It's just like the 22 incident. It's blatant that he just hooked me in the right rear for no apparent reason. It wrecked us, and that was that, right? Like, there should be some type of consequence there. I view that as the same thing as Joey Logano and Matt Kenseth here at Martinsville, right? They took each other out. It ruined the playoff deal. It's the same thing. Granted, the 22 wasn't in the playoffs, right? So how can you view that different, right? So it's being more consistent with calls and seeing those scenarios.
So for what it's worth, Austin Wayne Self says he had no idea who was inside him, and that even though you had hit him prior to that corner, he said he didn't know who it was, so that had nothing to do, not retaliation, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, if that's the case, then he's clueless and shouldn't be out there racing.
Yeah, Bob Hockrest, Fox Sports 4. John Hunter, I mean, there'll be some who say that maybe you were too aggressive in that situation. How do you balance knowing where you are in points with whether to take that type of chance?
Yeah, I mean, it's Martinsville, right? It's not if you're going to get run into, it's when. Getting into turn one, he pretty much stopped getting in, and I barely hit him in the back bumper. I mean, he still ran the bottom. I didn't wreck him. I didn't do anything. And then you come off the corner, and you're underneath of them making a pass, and you get hooked in the right rear. Like, well, it's Martinsville, right? I got moved. I mean, I was three wide top and went all the way to the back and was driving my way back up through there. So I tried to not put myself in bad positions all day. The two raced me really hard. At one point squeezed me getting into three and kind of killed our right side. So everyone's going to race each other hard, which I expect, but I don't expect to just get flat out wrecked.
All right, we'll go upstairs. Questions in the press box?
No.
All right. All right, guys, that seems to be all the questions. Thank you. Claire. Can you make sure he calls Claire? All right, we're going to continue with interviews. All right, we're going to continue with questions here this afternoon with Ben Rhodes, who will also be advancing to the Championship Four next weekend at Phoenix. And Ben, thank you for joining us. We're going to start with questions for Ben. If you have a question, raise your hand, state your name and affiliation, and we'll get in as many questions as we can. Go ahead, Jim.
JimUtterMotorsport.com. When I saw you before the race, you said this wasn't about Martinsville. It was about Phoenix. You achieved your objective. How does it feel?
Feels good. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I wasn't, like, the happiest with being in seventh place. I mean, no driver likes finishing like that, right? But that wasn't the goal today. The goal was to be, you know, top fives and just make the Phoenix. And, yeah, we're a couple spots short, but from a top five. But I'm as happy as can be. I'm a lot happier than those other two drivers that just walked out of here. You don't have to ask me about respect on the track. I was just trying to avoid people all day. I let plenty of people go that were beating my back bumper off. And then, sure enough, when they got up there in a fighting match, I would drive back by them once they started racing side by side and doing something stupid. So I think patience and just trying to be smart the whole race was the key for us. And it worked out fine. So I let plenty of people go. I did everything I could to just keep the truck from getting tore up, and it worked out. And now we're going to Phoenix, and we're having a great time, and everybody on my team smiling and happy. I mean, it's pretty good to be mad with a seventh place at Martinsville. I've definitely finished a lot worse and been a lot more angry leaving here, and now, you know, I'm getting raced for a championship, so it's pretty cool.
And what are your thoughts about just racing at Phoenix for a championship, your chances?
Yeah, I'm glad that we got practice and qualifying. I think that's going to be nice for me. We built a brand new truck for that race. We have no notebook on it, so we think it's the best Tundra we got, but until we go out there and practice it, maybe massage on it a little, that'll help us out. So yeah, Phoenix is a fun track. I mean, it really is. I like the fact that you're able to pass, and it's wide, and you can make moves. To me, that's a good championship track.
All right, additional questions up front? All right, Bobby, have one. Go ahead.
So for your day, do you, Bob Hockers, Fox Sports, like, do you feel like it was more calm than what you expected for you?
No, it was pretty chaotic still at the end. The last two laps, I had a certain individual jack me up all the way into the turn one and was pretty much doing everything in his power to wreck me. Not sure where that came from, because I've never even raced the guy before in my life. So, yeah, I mean, there's certain people I'm really not happy with, but the good news is they're not on my radar. I've got nothing to worry about for them. They were racing me here because it's Martinsville, but at Phoenix, I fully expect them to be out of the way and run in the back where they probably belong. So I'm just going to keep on doing my thing and trying to be unbothered by people. I know that's easier said than done, but we did it today. We were just patient and letting people run their own race. And that comes from the points lead that we had. I know at Phoenix, I'm going to drive as hard as I've ever driven before in my life. I'm going to cut nobody any slack. And whatever I've got to do to win the championship is what I'm going to do. I've got too many people on our team and too many sponsors and people that depend on us to be in the situation that's led up to this the whole year. So I'm not going to be the one to let them down. If something happens, it's because something broke on the truck or we got wrecked or, you know, maybe we just weren't quick enough. But I'm going to do everything in my power to be fast and make sure that, you know, I do my job right and drive as hard as I've ever driven in my life.
All right, any questions upstairs?
No.
All right. All right, Ben, congrats again, and we look forward to seeing you next week.
Thank you.
All right, I believe. Well, there he is. All right, up next we will have our race winner, Zane Smith. Come on up. All right. We are now joined by Zane Smith, driver of the number 21 Chevrolet for GMS Racing and the winner of today's United Reynolds 200 at Martinsville Speedway and officially advancing to Phoenix in the Championship Four. Congratulations, Zane. Talk a little bit about those final laps in today's race.
Yeah, it was definitely wild, to say the least. I knew with me being third, I was in a really good spot. Speed-wise, I don't think we had anything for the 38. I think he was on fresher tires than us as well, so I was worried if it went in green. I mean, I wasn't losing hope just because you never know what's going to happen. But with that final restart, then the 16 lineup behind me, I knew that I kind of got him a little upset in the very beginning of the race. I got flipped off on lap two, I think it was. So that's probably a new record for me. So I got shoved into the corner. And luckily I came out three wide bottom and pretty much just white knuckled it to the end.
All right, we're now going to take questions for Zane. If you have a question, raise your hand. We'll get the microphone to you. Any questions downstairs? All right, we'll start with Jeff.
What led to that? I mean, because you had restarted on the outside several times. So was there any like, okay, this is my one chance I have to start on the inside this time? Like, why the switch there?
Well, yeah, I really only restarted a few times throughout the race. And the last one was still a few to go there. So I wanted to try it. Never knew if the 52 was going to move the 38 and I go around both of them. But the 38 was just too fast and really good at rolling the bottom. And so when it's a green-white checkered, it's just so defensive playing. And so it just gets really aggressive. And I didn't want to line up on the top and just get moved up into the third groove. It's happened to me enough, and I've only been here two times. So I've learned my lesson with that. So I don't know. Honestly, coming into this, like when you're in a must-win, it's – kind of in your favor just with how aggressive you could be. And unfortunately there were a couple guys that were pretty much locked in. I think the 99 or in the 4 were close. I don't really know the whole point situation, but if it was really close, then it would have been really in my favor. So towards the end there, it was just really aggressive. I actually think last year may have been more aggressive though.
Bob Pockris, Fox Sports. I have two, like, there's been obviously a lot of talk about respect, or, you know, and so I'm curious, you didn't seem to ruffle any feathers, you know, Todd got in the back of you and to take the lead, and you didn't really return it. And I'm curious, like, did you have a line that you weren't willing to cross to get in?
Well, no, I really couldn't return it because I couldn't catch him. So that was the biggest thing there. I mean, Todd's a buddy of mine, but it's not really going to change anything if we're going for a win. I don't care if it's my mom who I got to move out of the way. So, yeah, I mean, he knows how I am. I mean, this is my life. This is my job. And currently I don't have a job for next year. And so I'm going to do everything I possibly can to win.
And just what did you kind of see on the last lap? And did you think, you know, when the caution came out, were you breathing easy that you didn't have to complete that last lap?
I don't know, because I was still sitting in a really good spot, three wide on the bottom, and I think it was the 52 and 38 hitting each other. So I think I still would have had a pretty good gap if I was able to exit two. Just when you're on the bottom like that, you're just basically kind of glued to the curb. On those really late race restarts when, I don't know, you're just not really fully up to speed and we're just all hitting each other. So I think after this start-finish line, I about got hooked. So, I mean, I really don't even know if I did get hooked, if I would have won it, because I wouldn't have been able to make my way back around. So just really close all day. All the cautions were outrageous. I just kept thinking to myself, man, like, how many times is it going to give someone a shot to take this away from me? So I kept trying to change my restart zone, but it's really difficult here. So just lucky to be sitting here right now.
You said you don't have a job for next year. Have you been told you're not back at GMS?
I have not been told I'm not back at GMS, but obviously, this probably helps my situation, but there's just a lots of moving pieces right now in the racing world, I'm sure you guys know. So it's a hard and ugly sport to do this for a living. I'm well aware. I've been kind of racing all my life, so it's nothing new to me. It's just always this time of year is always brutal.
Do you think you'll be back at GMS?
I have no comment. I wish I could ask somebody that, because I've been losing sleep for about 3 months about that.
Thank you.
Jim Utter, motorsport.com. You came in having to win to have a chance to be in the championship four. Through all the circumstances, you now have that opportunity. So what do you think your chances are of winning a title, something that obviously probably would help even more your situation?
Yeah. I mean, I think the one that's you're going to have to beat down there, especially just how fast KBM is there, is John Hunter. So he's really aggressive. I think we're all going to be really aggressive. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to do everything I possibly can. I don't really care what anyone thinks of me or what the situation is. I've come so close last year, and you never know when your last shot at this is going to be.
Hey Zane, Alexandra with the Charlotte Observer. Ben Rhodes was talking a little bit about just how he thinks sometimes, occasionally, playoff drivers can feel almost entitled to not getting raced as hard as, you know, the non-play, or I guess getting raced hard by non-playoff drivers in some of these instances, specifically talking about the 22 and Nemechek there when they got into it. What is your opinion on kind of how playoff drivers should be raced, and do you think that, you know, that's going to set anything up potentially for this championship race?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we should be raced hard but clean. I mean, when they get knocked out of the playoffs and you're in their shoes, all they're worried about is going to race for a win, so you can't really blame them. So yeah, I mean, I think you race everyone hard. I don't care who it is. If you think someone's racing you too hard, you're probably in the wrong sport. So so yeah, that's my thoughts on that.
All right, any questions upstairs in the press box? All right. Is that it? I think we're good. All right, Zane, congratulations again on your win, and we look forward to seeing you next week in Phoenix.
Cool, thank you.
I'll have you say.